I have to say too, you know, I find it really interesting that there seems to be so much really good thinking with our friends up north, let's say, than down here. And I'm wondering if it's because, Stephen, I was going to ask you this actually, but I'm wondering if it's because maybe there's a difference in the way that the two countries kind of approach all this standardized assessment and, you know, all of the testing that we do down here. Is it less in Canada, or is it about the same, or how does it work up there?
There is a difference in how we approach a lot of things. I mean, we got standardized testing up here, too. We don't have anything quite like No Child Left Behind, happily, and I don't think people would stand for it. I think that, I mean, you know, this is a huge topic, you know, like, because our educational systems, I think, are very different. I would, you know, I'm not sure how popular or widespread this view is, but I think that we pay much more attention to equity here, and we have a much smaller private school segment, you know, it's quite large in the United States. We have less disparity between our schools. There's a lot more revenue sharing. Schooling is the provincial responsibility here, which means that the funding flows from the provinces. So you don't get so much the inner city school phenomenon. You get it a little bit, right? I mean, we have not eliminated a lot of these things here in Canada, but it's very much an attention sort of thing. When the internet came on stream, one of our earliest priorities was to make sure every school in the country was wired, and that's one of the things that we've attained. And now it's, you know, every school on broadband, and that to a large degree has been attained. So I think it's that approach that results in the creativity. We also approach freedom differently here, and you know, because we have the tie to Britain, and in Britain you can be eccentric, and so, you know, that's a bad way of putting it. So, but I do think that here we can be free in ways you can't be free in the United States, and draw from my experience working with Texas Instruments. I mean, you know, that's a number of years ago, but the way the company was managed. We had Canadian managers, and then at a certain point in time, our branch got big enough, and so they set up the American managers to manage it. And it was like night and day. You know, when we had the Canadian managers, we're pretty loose, relaxed, kind of, you know, almost anything goes kind of operation, you know. They came in, they looked at us in horror. How can you possibly run an operation that way? And, you know, they changed around the shifts. Like, our shifts were set up to maximize the amount of time off that we had. And they changed them so that, you know, the being at GSI was the focal point of our lives. You know, there's much less of an investment in the company like that. And of course, you know, having... I'm not sure how to express it, but my feeling was, you know, and I emphasize this is just a feeling, but that there was more of a culture of control under the American managers than under the Canadian managers. And I've had that feeling in other places. When I worked at 7-Eleven, of course, Southland Corporation against this U.S. corporation, and there is very definitely a culture of control, to the point where, for example, one of the things that 7-Eleven does is that they rotate your shifts. And the reason why they rotate your shifts, you know, sometimes day, sometimes night, is to make sure you don't get comfortable, that you don't settle into a groove, you know, is to keep you off balance.
I wonder, in addition to that, how much it has to do with the threat of litigation.
You know, what I discovered. Well, I don't know. I mean, the litigation factor is a big factor in the States. I think there's no question about it. So, you know, it's the whole, you know, absurd warning label syndrome. And maybe it is. I don't know. It's hard for me to get at the psychology that lies behind that. I think, you know, it's like when I grew up, they taught us about Canada and the United States, and there was even some discussion in the chat area on this earlier, where the United States is this melting pot, and so everybody adopts the same way. Everybody adopts the same culture, and when I'm in the States, I really see that sort of invisible pressure to conform to that culture. And when I'm in Canada, what we were taught is the Canadian alternative is what they call the salad bowl, where, yeah, we're all in the same bowl, but we each retain our own distinctiveness, and then the Prime Minister's like the special sauce. No, they didn't like that part. That's me.